Welcome to Likely Stories, a monthly review of fiction, poetry, biographies, and nonfiction. I'm Jim McKeown. 20-some years ago, my admiration for E.L. Doctorow rose to quite a high level. Then, for some unknown reason, I lost touch with his work. I really enjoyed Ragtime, Welcome to Hard Times, and Lives of the Poets. While at a recent American Library Association convention, I grabbed an advanced reader's edition of his latest work, Homer and Langley. Why I lost track of him is now an even greater mystery. Doctorow has a wonderful talent for telling interesting stories really well. Homer and Langley Collier, real-life brothers, live alone in their childhood home on Fifth Avenue in New York City. Homer narrates the story, which takes place over the course of most of the 20th century. In this fictionalized account, Doctorow weaves numerous historical events into the lives of these fascinating characters. Langley, a World War I veteran, suffers from the effects of a mustard gas attack in the trenches. His younger brother Homer suffers from blindness, which began when he was a child. Together, these two manage to survive the vagaries of big city life, including the inevitable problems with neighbors, the city, the press, and the police. Homer, the much more perceptive of the two, provides lots of details about their life, loves, and philosophy. One particularly poignant revelation came from a discussion during World War II. Doctorow wrote, "So for a day or two, I did feel as Langley felt about war-making. Your enemy brought out your dormant primal instincts. He lit up the primitive circuits of your brain." The two brothers also interact with a large cast of odd and disparate characters. One, a writer from France, who travels about America trying to get America so she can understand it, inspires the blind Homer, yes, I noticed that little coincidence, by urging him to write their story. Now, Homer is also a musician, and she tells him, "You think a word and you can hear its sound. I'm telling you what I know. Words have music, and if you're a musician, you will write to hear them." This novel has an almost dreamlike tone. I felt as if I were sitting alongside Homer amid the collections and clutter in their Fifth Avenue home. I have posted some photos of the brothers and their home on my blog. This lyrical, interesting, engrossing novel never fails to delight. Rush out and get a copy. You won't be disappointed. I like this book so much, I went out and bought a hardcover copy the morning I finished reading it. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next month for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org/comments. You can also hear this and other local segments online at kwbu.org.